This is Trib Atkinson, and thank you so much for joining us today on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that just didn't make much sense? Well, in the Old Testament, we read where Moses found himself in a really awkward situation one day, and things just kept getting weirder and weirder. You may be familiar with the story of Moses and the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. The story begins, one day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush, and Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. "This is amazing," Moses said to himself. "Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it." And when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." "Here am I," Moses replied. Talk about a turn of events. Moses is tending sheep in the wilderness, probably not the most exciting thing in the world, when he sees a bush that's on fire, but it's not burning up. And as he's checking it out, the bush begins to talk to him. Not only is the bush talking, but God himself is speaking to Moses through the bush and calls him by name. Now, in the midst of probably freaking out just a little bit, Moses responds in a way that has the potential to change his entire life and future. He enthusiastically says, "Here I am." As God calls Moses' name, Moses enthusiastically and expectantly gives God his undivided attention. When God has his attention, God tells Moses that he has chosen him to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. This plan would involve Moses going to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and demanding that he release the Israelites from captivity. So God says, "Moses, I got a plan, and it involves you. You be willing to give and watch what I do." Now, Moses immediately begins to do what we sometimes do when God asks something of us. He immediately begins to give excuses as to why God could not use him. Reasons why he could not give to God. In Exodus 3:11, says Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" He continues his excuses in chapter 4, verse 10. But Moses pleaded with the Lord, "O Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. And even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied, and my words get tangled." See, Moses is saying to God, "God, you got the wrong guy for this. You're asking too much." Well, God really, really hates excuses. And God had had enough of Moses' excuses, and so he said to him in chapter 4, verse 11, the Lord asked Moses, "Who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord?" Of course, God has a great comeback for Moses' excuses. God says, "Oh, okay, I can't use your mouth? Well, question for you. Who made your mouth? See, if I want to use your mouth, I can do whatever I want with it." And in verse 12, it says, "Now go, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say." But Moses again pleaded, "Lord, please, please send anyone else." We see here that Moses is destined for greatness, yet he is trying as hard as he can to sabotage his own future by making excuses. See, we must not sabotage tomorrow's greatness with today's excuses. We see in verse 14, the Lord became very angry with Moses. "All right," he said, "what about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he speaks well, and look, he's on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. Talk to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will instruct you both in what to do. Aaron will be your spokesperson to the people. He will be your mouthpiece, and you will stand in place of God for him, telling him what to say." See, God says here, you give and you let me use and provide. It may not always make sense to give. You might think, God, what can you do with this? Well, what do I have that you can use? Well, I think about the little boy in the Bible who gave his couple of fish and his loaves of bread to Jesus, and he watched in amazement as Jesus fed over 5,000 people. And by the way, there were 12 basketfuls of leftovers. I think of the widow who gave her only coin and how her legacy of sacrifice has made all the difference to this very day. I could tell you story after story from Scripture and also my own life where God has proven faithful to take little and use it for much. So even when it doesn't make sense, you give, God will use, and God will provide. For God takes what we can do, he does what only he can do, and the result is beyond what we could ever think or imagine on our own. See, God doesn't ask you to give without him giving more. As we give, God promises several things. He promises his presence. God said to Moses, I will be with you. He promises his power. He said, trust me, everyone will know I'm behind this and the miracles that are about to take place. And God also promises his provision. See, just when Moses was full of excuses, he says, look, Moses, Aaron is already on the way. I've already provided your help. As we give to God, he is always faithful. And through faithful obedience, we can experience God's absolute best for our lives. Moses experienced God's best when he did several things. When he gave his attention to God, maybe you may not be hearing God calling because he doesn't have your full attention. See, he moved beyond his excuses, and then he trusted God's plan. Today, would you give God your full attention and ask God, what do you want me to give? How do you want to use me? And whatever God is asking you to give, would you trust him enough to move beyond your excuses and trust his plan? As you do, I am so confident that you will experience his presence, his power, and his provision in your life. Stop excusing yourself from God's blessings and walk in the fullness of all he has for you. Again, thanks for being with us today. And for more great resources, be sure to check out the Sugar Hill Church app and also Chuck Allen's daily blog at achuckallen.com.